Little Monster. Written by Sue Berendt. Illustrated by Heloise Hodonayu. Translated by Josephine Ornago. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Roberto Benfenati. Percy and Mary lived with their baby sister, parents and grandparents in a very big, very old house. It was so big and so old that the neighbors didn't like walking past it at night time or during the daytime. One night, Percy and Mary watched their parents get ready for the opera. "Grandpa and Grandma are coming with us," said Mum. "So you two will be looking after Baby." "Remember to give Baby her dinner," said Dad. "She likes baby mash." "No problem," said Mary. In the dining room, Grandpa put Baby in her high chair.
"You'll eat your dinner, won't you, Baby?" said Grandma.
"You won't cause a fuss, will you, Baby?" said Grandpa.
Baby gurgled happily.
"Baby doesn't talk yet, Grandpa," said Percy.
"She still understands what we're saying," said Grandma.
"Does she?" said Mary doubtfully.
The adults put on their coats.
"Good night, children," they said. "Be good."
Percy and Mary waved goodbye and closed the door.
"Let's give Baby her dinner now," said Percy. "Then we can play a game."
"I'll put the baby mash in the blue bowl," said Mary.
"I'll get Baby's jello bib," said Percy.
When Mary and Percy returned with her dinner, they found Baby sitting at the long dining table.
"Don't bother with the bib," said Baby, tucking a bianco napkin into her baby grow.
Percy's mouth fell open in amazement. Mary was so shocked that she dropped Baby's blue bowl of mash.
Baby looked at the food splattered on the floor. "I don't like mash anyway," she said.
"You can talk," said Percy and Mary.
"Of course," said Baby. "Now bring me something yummy to eat. I'm hungry."
In the kitchen, the children began to cook Baby a new dinner.
"What do babies eat when they don't like baby mash?" asked Mary.
"A jelly with un yellow cheese, due purple potatoes, and tre green peas," replied Percy.
When the children had finished cooking, they proudly took Baby her dinner.
"A jelly with un formaggio giallo, due patate viola e tre piselli verdi," said Baby, screwing up her nose.
"You call that dinner?"
Percy and Mary nodded.
"I don't like il formaggio giallo. Non mi piacciono le patate viola. Non mi piacciono i piselli verdi," yelled Baby.
"Mi piacciono paintings."
She pointed to a priceless painting hanging on the wall.
"Bring that to me."
Mary brought the painting over to Baby. She took a huge bite out of it.
"Now make me something else to mangiare," ordered Baby, her mouth full. "I'm hungry."
The children began to cucinare Baby a second dinner.
"Let's make pasta," said Percy.
"With quattro orange fish and cinque red tomatoes," said Mary.
"Is this a joke?"
shrieked Baby when the children brought in her freshly cooked dinner.
"Pasta with quattro pesci arancioni and cinque pomodori rossi," said Mary.
"Non mi piace la pasta. Non mi piacciono i pomodori rossi. Non mi piace il pesce arancione," yelled Baby.
Mr. Tiddles likes il pesce, said Percy as the family cat jumped on the table to sniff baby's dinner.
Mi piace, cat, served with an arancione sauce, said baby.
Bring Mr. Tiddles to me.
Oh, baby, you can't, said Percy.
I'll just gnaw on his tail while you make me something else to mangiare, said baby, her mouth full of fur.
Ho fame!
Mary and Percy scurried back into the kitchen.
Then they brought out say ham sandwiches.
I don't want say panini al prosciutto. I want spider sandwiches, screamed baby.
Then the children tried sette pink sweets.
I don't want sette caramelle rosa. I want candles, shouted baby.
Then Mary suggested otto white ice creams.
I don't want otto gelati bianchi. I want cobwebs, growled baby. Make me something else to mangiare. Ho fame!
So the children began to cucinare yet another dinner. What about 9 little cakes? Said Mary.
Good idea, said Percy. 9 tortine made with 10 brown eggs. It's worth a try.
But Percy was wrong. It wasn't worth a try.
When baby saw the cakes, she opened her mouth and screamed,
No! 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 Non mi piacciono le tortine!
But they're made with 10 uova marroni, said Mary.
Non mi piacciono le uova, said baby. Mi piacciono old grandfather clocks.
Percy and Mary watched as baby got down from the table, waddled across the carpet, and took a huge bite out of the grandfather clock.
I'll just have to show you how to cucinare, baby said, spitting with chips everywhere.
Baby marched into the kitchen.
Mary and Percy closed behind her. Then she began to tell them what to do.
You'll need un formaggio giallo, 2 patate viola, 3 piselli verdi, 4 pesci arancioni, 5 pomodori rossi, 6 panini al prosciutto, 7 caramelle rosa, 8 gelati bianchi, 9 tortine e 10 uova marroni.
Now, put everything into a bowl and mix it all together, said baby. Percy and Mary did as they were told. When they'd finished, they looked into the bowl and then looked at each other.
It's baby mash, they yelled angrily.
Oh, said baby, eating it up. Is it?
When she'd finished eating, baby yawned.
I think I'm ready for bed.
And just like that, she was fast asleep.
Mary and Percy sighed with relief. They put baby in her cot, then went downstairs to tidy up.
Mary patched up the bites in the priceless painting. Percy fixed the crunch in the old grandfather clock. And together they tied a ribbon around Mr. Tiddle's sore tail. And when they'd finished, the exhausted Percy and Mary went straight to bed.
Later that night, Mum and Dad and Grandpa and Grandma got home from the opera.
Oh dear, said Mum, looking around the dining room.
Do you see what I see?
I see un formaggio giallo, 2 patate viola, 3 piselli verdi, 4 pesci arancioni e 5 pomodori rossi, said Grandma, nibbling on the priceless painting.
And I see 6 panini al prosciutto, 7 caramelle rosa, 8 gelati bianchi, 9 tortine e 10 uova marroni,
said Grandpa, gnawing on the grandfather clock.
And I see that Baby takes after your side of the family, Mum said to Dad as he munched on a chair leg. Sorry, said Dad.
Ho fame,